Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
All right, Brett, you ready?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Yeah, you seem a little too excited.
Well, you know, it's I've never performed for this many people before, so you know, it's like I told you,
it's a whole different, it's a different ball game, Brett. It really is. It's almost like walking a tightrope.
Well, you know, I'm so grateful for this opportunity to perform and to talk to everybody, and just, you know, thank you so much.
All right, Brett. Well, it's not just performing. Remember, you're being yourself out there, and you're speaking to the people. And most importantly, we need you to sell the products. Because if you don't sell the products, then we'll have to take severe action.
Yeah, I haven't forgot what I'm here for. I might go a little off script if that's cool.
No, we need you to really stick to the script.
Well, we'll see what happens out there. I'll just kind of roll with the punches, you know what I mean?
Well, if you roll with the punches, then you're going to be rolling with some punches, you understand?
No, but I feel like...
I think that's pretty clear. I think I was pretty clear. If you roll with the punches, you're going to be rolling with punches.
Understood. Fair enough. So you're going to intro me?
Yeah, I'm gonna intro you. You're going to listen. You're going to do great. Just stick to the script, sell the product, and remember, if you don't, you're dead. I just decided I should be more clear with you and stop using metaphors. Hello, Mass Leader here. So blessed to have you here today during this coronavirus. Now, if you're wondering why I'm opening this Mass today, it is because our regular pastor, John Hope, was taken from us. He was taken to Africa. Yes, that's right, Africa, where the little African children who are suffering from much worse things than coronavirus, they need someone with a direct line to God, and Pastor Hope is going to be there for as long as he's needed, and he will return to us. But we have someone here to take his place. For months, the Church of Baptism by Fire has sent this young, optimistic angel of mercy around the world. He has been to the Duomo in Italy. He has been to old churches in Ireland. And now he is here with us today. Let's give a hand, a warm hand. Here is Pastor Brett Davis.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. I am Pastor Brett Davis. Thank you for welcoming me into your arena. How many of you are regulars? Cool. How many of you are visiting? Wow, a lot of you. A lot of people drove far away during the coronavirus. Great. How about you, sir? Where are you from?
Trump.
Nah, that's fine. I'm putting you on the spot. Zane LOL Comedy Club in Times Square, right? Thank you to the people that did come here, people that are watching online. Thank you for the people that are taking the time out of their life to praise God, especially the people who have made sacrifices and defied laws and just general social pressures to attend this Sunday service. Thank you, and God is watching you. And today we're going to... take the limits off of God. We're going to take the limits off of God. And I know for some of you that are used to Father John Hope being here. I know this isn't the ideal time for change, but that is God's way. And you know what? We have to accept that his plan is divine. Now, I know some of you are saying that our CoronaCure God Guard face masks and sanctified silver tablets have not been working. Last week, we had a record number of attendees, and while many new people are here today, many people who worshipped last week are simply not here. Now, this is not a flaw in the CoronaCure line of products. This is God's will. When Jesus spoke to his disciples in the Bible, he spoke in parables, and I want to attempt to do that today. And my apologies to the mass leader for going a little off script a bit. But if I could quote Exodus 19:14, after Moses had gone down the mountain to the people, he consecrated them, and they washed their clothes. That's in the Bible. Cleanliness is godliness. And the kingdom of God is like a laundromat. If you've gone to the laundromat, it's like a big church. It's a corridor of dreams, and there's a cacophony of cleanliness that happens there. And if you go to the laundromat once a week, say, every Sunday, in this, the laundromat is almost literally church. But you should still go to church. And prayer is like soap. Because what happens in the laundry, in the church laundromat, it's the soap is prayer. And you need to wash your clothes once a week. But you need to pray every day, because the soap is God's grace and mercy. You know, even if a shirt looks clean, it doesn't mean it is, because there are little particles of dust and dirt that get in there, and you should still wash it. It's a lot like sins. I apologize, I just put bullet points in here. I thought they would come together a bit better, but follow me here. Just because a sin is small, it doesn't mean it's not a sin. Like, if you can't see a stain on a shirt, it doesn't mean the shirt doesn't need to be washed. And for those bad stains, those bad sins, we need to use deep cleaning agents, which are like a full prayer, like our Father, who art in, etc. That's more than just normal soap. Sometimes we find ourselves in the midst of a spiritual desert with no water in sight. That's like the dryer. And it's not a bad thing, because sin can be a lonely, desolate place where it's often hard to see a way out, but God will lead you to the water, which again is the washing machine, which in this instance comes after the dryer, but obviously, doing laundry, you wouldn't put the clothes in the dryer first. But this is just for metaphor. You know, if we were to, and then after we take the clothes from the dryer, if we were to shove their clothes in the drawer rather than fold them neatly, they'd be full of wrinkles. And if we ignore God, our lives are full of wrinkles.
Brett, come here.
Yep. Hold that thought. I've just got to do a quick check with a mass leader.
Brett, what are you doing? You need to stay focused. You're going off script too much.
Okay.
You don't stay on script, I'm telling you, this is going to be the last time you talk to anybody in person.
I'll push the products.
Yeah, you will be sorry. Are you going to stick to the script?
Yeah.
All right. Now listen, you're going to interview Doc Antle after this, so I need you to really focus and keep your head in the game. Don't disappoint me, Brett.
So, sorry, about that interruption. So now we're going to do a quick segment with someone that's actually been working for several years now with the Church of Baptism by Fire. He is a doctor. He is our medical advisor, our medical consultant. Please welcome Dr. Bhagavan Antal. So why don't you just give us a little bit of background about what you do?
Certainly. Well, growing up on a cattle ranch in Arizona from a young age, I truly got to learn how to raise and care for living things. As a young man, I also had the opportunity to travel and explore the world and spend a significant amount of time in Asia, where I received a doctorate degree in medicine. That's right, Doc isn't just a nickname.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's very good to hear. I am a doctor. I became the founder and director of the Institute for Greatly Endangered and Rare Tigers, TIGERS, a world-renowned 50-acre wildlife preserve located in South Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I have also worked on over 500 films, documentaries, and TV shows, including films like Ace Ventura, Dr. Doolittle, Mighty Joe Young, Disney's Jungle Book, and most recently, everybody's seen it, everybody's talking about it, Netflix's Tiger King.
Yeah, they really did you wrong there. And I think we all know what how sensationalism can get into an edit and, you know, really make a subject look not so great.
You know, thank you for saying that. It's something I've been saying for the week since Tiger King has come out. It's good to hear it from someone else, so I don't feel like I'm alone.
Tell us about the work you've been doing with the Church of Baptism by Fire.
I would love to. As of 2018, I have been the medical advisor for the Church of Baptism by Fire, and I've worked with the church to develop the Corona Cure line of products, which are on sale here at every exit of the CBF arena after the service. We are in the middle of a pandemic. These are things that you want to get. Things like the CBF Sanctified Silver Purification Rinse 4-gram bulk tub with free Corona Cure emergency poncho. The poncho does come in handy in a lot of cases during the pandemic. Also, you could get the CBF expiation goggles with nose pinch clip. That's something that you definitely need. The CBF Corona Cure Essential Oil, CBF Adrenochrist Sanctified Silver Probiotic Enzyme Support Capsule, and the CBF Corona Cure Fidget Spinners for the young ones. Not to mention, I heard you talking about laundry, and we have the CBF Corona Cure Sanctified Silver Super Clean Laundry Detergent at a discounted price of $60 today, and today only.
That's true. And, you know, a lot of people might be wondering, you know, you mainly work with tigers, but we all saw what happened in the Bronx Zoo. The tigers can actually get the coronavirus, and, you know, it's coronavirus affecting a tiger is a lot worse than affecting a human, because a tiger is about the size of two or three humans.
Easily. Two or three humans. Cats are very prone to this disease, especially big cats.
I heard you've got a guest you want to introduce us to.
This is my Bengal Ramses, who's brought out by my beautiful wives, Rajani and Macha. You know, it's okay. I'm a very spiritual man, and I believe in everything that allows me to have the pleasures that I need to have.
So where is Ramses from?
I'm glad you asked that. I bought Ramses from some elephant poachers who were ready to put him down after he attacked their base camp in South Africa.
Well, it's a good thing you saved them from these poachers you had a relationship with already. So is Ramses sedated right now?
He is not sedated, but he is a very gentle creature. He is not dangerous, but he can sense fear and doesn't like any sort of fast, jerky movement.
I believe you're going to give him one of the Adrenochrist Sanctified Silver Probiotic Enzyme Support Capsules. And does Ramses have coronavirus, or is this a preventative measure?
He does have coronavirus.
Okay. So that's a note, everyone. We should be aware, and definitely on your way out of the arena, pick up one of these CoronaCure products because you're around an infected big cat.
Definitely. And when you think about it, as we spoke about the size of Ramses, he really has coronavirus for 2 to 3 humans.
Yeah, this is a stronger strain.
Definitely stronger.
Especially in these front rows. I'm sure you're getting drenched.
Seasonal allergies do affect tigers. Now, the CBF Adrenochrist Sanctified Silver Probiotic Enzyme Support Capsule, they are tiger friendly. He enjoys them. He eats a lot of them. Early on in this process, I would have to sneak it in. But now, he smells the Adrenochrist Sanctified Silver Probiotic Enzyme Support Capsule, and he just gobbles it right up.
The Adrenochrist thing. I've heard about Adrenochrome, but that's like a thing I keep hearing about. QAnon. Yeah. Does this have anything to do with that? I just want to.
Are you asking if Adrenochrist Sanctified Silver Probiotic Enzyme Support Capsules have anything to do with what QAnon would refer to as the Great Awakening?
Yes.
Well, what do you think?
Well, I think it's better safe than sorry.
So it's a great deal.
All right, so let's see Ramses. Let's see how well he can take this. And should I back up, or is it safe to be near him?
It's perfectly safe right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to clap twice. That lets Ramses know that I'm getting the capsule out. Now, these are not small capsules. So it's going to take a little bit for me to hold it up for him to eat it.
Let's see it happen.
So here we go. And then he has taken it.
That's a relief. That's a huge relief. Well, thank you, Doc Antle.
I think we are all relieved.
Yeah. Ramses is just going to hang out here and let the Adrenochrist capsule take effect and kill his coronavirus. And we're going to move on. Sorry, I'm getting a... Just hold tight, everybody. Give it up for Doc Antle.
All right, Brett, that was great with Doc Antle. I really think you did a great job. Now, listen, do you have the lyrics memorized for the novelty song that I wrote for you?
Yeah, you're actually a really good novelty songwriter.
Oh, thank you. I put a lot of thought into that. I'm a big fan of Weird Al Yankovic.
It shows.
Thank you. Well, just remember, stick to him because the rhythm is very specific and the rhyme really brings out the meaning. And if you mess it up, we're going to have to kill you.
So the church, they saw that Kanye West does like his Sunday service, and he sort of lightens it up with music, and because, you know, I'm a young guy, they want me to also lighten it up with music. So I guess here we go. Yo, we at war. We at war with coronavirus. General Sinning. Most of all, we at war with the state. God, show me the way, because the governor's trying to shut us down. This coronavirus is just the devil's next jizz. And next, the devil might come for your guns is. And next, the devil come for your liberties. Somebody tell the devil, go back to the abyss. Church of baptism by fire is where God is. And the word of God is whatever the bread says. You try to worship, it's kind of hard getting blocked by government. Yeah, this is, you know what? There's no reason to do this song here tonight.
What are you doing?
This is, I don't think that we should all be here. You know, I was really tempted by the idea of having an audience here. You know, I used to be a stand-up comedian. I haven't been in front of an audience that wasn't just a bunch of drunk tourists in years. And you people here, you've got rapt attention. You risked life and death to come here to see me speak, and I can't lie to you. I can't lie to you. Because we're living in confusing times, and you're getting misinformation left and right. You don't know what this coronavirus is, if it's just the flu, if it's something worse, if it's the next plague. Who knows what this is? I'm sure some of you people are watching the news, and you're seeing people walking around in masks, and you're thinking this is end times. And yeah, I do have a song. And yeah, it's about the end. But it's not a bad thing. And I'm gonna do a song for you right now.
Brett, that is not the song. Wait, stop it!
From a distance, the world is confusing. We've all struggled and disagree. From a distance, the world seems real unclean. But cleanliness is my creed.
Those are not my lyrics. Those are worse.
There's assistance. There is laundry.
That is terrible.
Let the smell flow through the stands. It's the smell of soap. Smell of dryer sheets. The smell of the laundromat. From a distance, we all are refusing our leaders' orders to stay inside. From a distance, it seems COVID-19 seems like it might not be worth the fight. But from a distance, we are mere stains, blemishing a fertile land. Now our time has come. We are merely dirt. We will be rinsed from the earth. That's right, everybody. God is washing us. God is washing us. God is washing us from existence. That's right. Followers, we're seeing now that even in the worst of times, greed and power and corruption, they still run rampant. This earth is like a dirty hamper, and what do you do with a pair of smelly socks? Or a soiled pair of underwear? That's right. You put it in the wash! Now, if this feels like the end, maybe you're right. Our story here has simply run its course. But that's okay. We've gone longer and we've achieved more than anyone could have predicted. We're complicated. Our motivations might be self-indulgent. We've hurt. We've even killed. And we've lost. We've lost friends and family and lovers. We've lost Tidy. We've lost Guillermo del Toro and the guy from Hollywood Handbook. And we've lost our way. We embraced the lint. And we found that cleanliness is the one true path. And now we're just going back in the wash so something better can come. We weren't going to last forever. The only thing that lasts forever is God. And forever God is saying that it's time for the show to end. God is washing us. God is washing us. God is washing us from existence. God is washing us. God is washing us. God is washing us from existence. Well, that was great. Thank you all. Thank you for finally understanding my message that it's just over for us. It's just over, but that's okay. That's okay, because that's what the forever God wants. And, you know, I it's hard to hear, but it all makes sense, you know, because the Bible talks about a plague, right? So this is a plague. This is a plague, and it's all over for us. But that doesn't mean we can't have fun, right? So, DJ, I actually gave the DJ a little song for the sort of the post-show walkout music. Could you actually cue that song? Okay, yeah. Come on, everybody. I know this feels like church, but there's no reason why we can't celebrate. Get out of your seats. Come on. Do a little funky dancing. Come on. Oh, like the legend of the Clorox, yeah.
No, stop Woo! With your funky dancing. Ramses does not like fat, right. Jerky movements. Oh, no.
No.
No. No. No. Ramses, don't. Don't do it, no.
You're bleeding all over the tiger, Brett. You're ruining its coat. You're destroying that precious coat.
Come on.
Tigers are expensive. What are you doing? Well, he's damn near dead. To be continued, I suppose.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.